The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you are just now tuning in, you missed the conversation we had a moment ago with Dave in New York, who called in tonight to out a fellow YouTuber. Because Dave, who's called the show for a long time now, probably been a couple years since he started calling us, Dave has his own YouTube channel, and he is upset about another guy who runs a YouTube channel that is much more popular than Dave's channel. Although, Daryl Perry, as you pointed out, Dave is actually more popular than you are on YouTube. Are you jealous?
No. No, I'm not. Because
but he's got, like, 100 more subscribers than you.
Right. I also don't put out nearly as much content on YouTube as Dave does.
That's true. You know, even the Free Talk Live YouTube channel, I think, only has about 500 subscribers. So we're not also, even though we put out content there on a nightly basis, we don't really push the YouTube channel. If you'd like to visit our YouTube, you can go to youtube.freetalklive.com, and that'll forward you directly to the appropriate place.
And there's usually only one video that they watch anyway.
Oh, the one with Mark freaking out? Yeah, that is the most viewed video on the channel.
So, Ian, maybe you should take a page from Dave's playbook and, you know, like, hang out in the rants and raves section of Craigslist.
Mm. Where he gets in arguments with people in the Hudson Valley. Yeah, so just to give our listeners a little bit of background on Dave, he seems to be obsessed with being sort of in arguments with people online. He doesn't, while on one hand he claims he doesn't like it, on the other hand, everything he does online attracts people who want to troll him and who want to, you know, basically have it out with him online. He's been followed around by the same crew of, I don't know if you want to call them haters or trolls or whatever you want to call them, but people who've basically been effing with Dave for the last decade of his life. And Dave, you know, has been on these Hudson Valley websites like Craigslist and other localized kind of sites. And he's encountered these people, and they've just sort of driven him up the wall. But then again, he asks for it. He acts as though he doesn't like the treatment at the hands of these people. But he is rude to people when he's online. He is not a nice person when he's posting. He's posted all over the Free Talk Live BBS and has been banned multiple times by the operators of the Free Talk Live BBS for his behavior there. And he wonders why it is that people don't like him and that people don't get along with him online. He is not someone who seems to understand how to get along with people on the internet. And here he is expressing jealousy and finally admitting that he's jealous of a guy who's on YouTube who has close to 200,000 subscribers and 17.8 million views thus far. Which is, you know, very good. I mean, that's great, man.
Yeah, it is.
I wish my YouTube channel had that kind of subscriber count. I think the Free Keen channel only has like 5,000 or something like that. It's not a very big channel. And, you know, there's revenue that you can get from YouTube, from advertising dollars. You know, the more views your videos get, the more revenue that you get. So it's entirely possible that this guy that Dave is jealous of is actually making his living from his YouTube channel. I mean, like the YouTube pranksters, for instance, these guys get millions of views on their videos. I mean, people don't really, you know, people like comedy. You know, they're not as interested
sure,
in watching a 3-hour show about freedom every single night on YouTube.
Well,
like
Ian, if you wanted
Live.
People to, you know, if you want to make your living off of YouTube, you should start doing makeup tutorials because that's just,
are those really big too?
Michelle Phan, I believe, has 7 million subscribers, and
wow.
she's been doing videos since 2007, and she's, you know, very well known in the YouTube community, as is Jenna Marbles. She's not really.
Are these all makeup
she
people?
She is like one of the most annoying people in the entire planet.
All right, in your opinion, she is annoying.
I've heard her name. Is she one of
funny.
The makeup people, or is she
no,
just
she
too,
does
she,
like
she's a big
nerd,
YouTuber,
but she's mostly a comedian. She does really goofy things.
She's a comedian.
Yeah, she's funny. She, you know, she talks about her dogs. Yogscast is a gamer channel. They do games like Minecraft. And that's just, it seems as though that the biggest generators of revenue are, is either makeup, comedy, or some sort of gaming.
I like the React channel. Love and the channel. Fine Brothers.
That one's great.
And when they have these YouTubers on to React, I have no clue who 90% of them are.
I have no, I'm the same way. I'm like, who are these people? They all have their own channels and big fans, I guess, you know, fan bases and things like that. Good for them, though. I mean, that's fantastic.
Well, I think it's great that you can make a living being silly.
Yeah, YouTube has allowed people who, many of them probably did have jobs. Dave was bemoaning the fact that this other guy didn't have a job. Like, Dave has a job, as though that somehow makes, as though working for another person somehow makes you more legit or makes you more viable human being.
Morally superior, I believe, is the term you might be looking for.
Yeah, it's insane. Look, the fact that YouTube, this new technology of sharing video, has allowed for people to quit their jobs, to become independently wealthy, or at least more independent. I guess, you know, if you're relying on YouTube for your only stream of income, that could be a problem, because at any moment they could cut it off and decide that, well, we're not going to give you any more ad revenue, or we, you know, decided your channel's too offensive, we're going to cancel you. So if, you know, if you're making your living exclusively off of YouTube, that may not be a good idea. It may not be something that will hold true for the future, but at least in the moment, it's allowed people to be creative and make a living off of their creativity. Whether or not you like the content they create, that doesn't matter. Somebody likes it, and enough people like it to where these guys can get a check and put some food on the table. Good for them. Let's go to Jeff. He's in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, you guys. I'm looking for more sources of passive cash flow, you know. I'm open to different ideas like rental houses or YouTube videos. I do wood carving. I had a guy set up a website for me, and you can't buy off it, but you can see stuff I make. I make, like, I take pictures, I engrave them. People have historic houses. I make turnings and other stuff people need for to match the old, you know, 100-year-old houses, the detail, so they can finish their houses and stuff.
Have you ever videotaped your or recorded in some fashion you doing a wood carving? Because I think that would definitely be interesting, and people would probably wind up watching that, especially if you do some sort of tutorial sort of
how
thing to go with it, of this is what I'm doing, this is a technique. Because remember Bob Ross, the guy that used to be on PBS, he would, you know, he got really popular by teaching people how to paint trees and happy little clouds.
Well, a quick YouTube search for wood carving reveals one channel here with a video with 200,000 views on it, another one with 220,000. So it's already been done, but that doesn't mean it can't continue to be done, and it couldn't be done better. So
especially if he's got something very unique to show.
Mm-hmm.
I have a laser, a shop bot, and, you know, multiple spindle carvers and one a duplicating lathe, and then I do other things too, you know, like some traditional stuff and some, you know, antique tool stuff.
Neat. So, now, the other thing that you have to keep in mind if you're going to make your own videos is some level of production quality is important. I mean, just grabbing a handy cam and shooting an unedited run of you talking in your shop may not be as interesting as having inserted shots of sort of B-roll of you working close-ups of the carving.
Unless you wind up, you know, burning yourself in some sort of manner, and then people will watch it just so they can see you burn yourself with the wood carver. Although I'm not suggesting that you, you know, like, sacrifice your left hand for the sake of
for the YouTube
video hits.
Yeah. For the sake of YouTube.
I try to avoid injuries. You know, I don't want to go into stories about that, but would you guys, if I give you my site, do you mind, you know, people could check out some of this? Okay. Jeff Wood Smith. That's Jeff as in J-E-F-F woodsmith.com.
That's easy enough. Jeff, good luck with your project, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, that could make a fun video, though, how to avoid getting hurt in the wood carving shop or during wood carving. You could come up with, like, five different ways that you could lob off a finger or, you know, stab through your hand or something like that. And you could dramatize how you could get hurt and then show solutions as
this
how to prevent
a reenactment.
That.
There's a YouTube channel called Crazy Russian Engineer or something. sometimes he will show himself, like, messing up.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about your favorite YouTube channel or whatever you want to discuss, I like the slow-mo guys. That's a cool channel.
Oh, yeah.
More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to bring up anything you want. 855-453 is the Pro XPN toll free line. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, we do have to continue this list of how to be a good citizen. It is a 9-point sheet that was sent home with some government school children Fairfield County or something like that. It doesn't matter where this happened. This could be happening, and it probably is happening in the government schools where you live. So we'll get back to more of this propaganda here in a moment, and your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. You know, at coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. BuzzBox is not only great coffee, but they also do something really special. They've teamed up with Free Talk Live and Kiva.org to offer people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives for the better through microloans. So when you get your free pound of coffee, you just pay the shipping cost and it's sent to you over at coffee.freetalklive.com. You get signed up for their auto-ship program, so then they'll send you more coffee every so often. You get to select the frequency and how much coffee that they'll be sending you at that frequency. You can cancel any time, of course, but for every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com, we'll be able to fund one new microloan. Now, once that microloan is paid off by the individual to whom it is sent, we'll take that money back in and fund out another microloan. So it just keeps growing on itself as more people keep getting some great coffee from BuzzBox by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we go to Skype where Nathan is on the line in Texas. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Nathan. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, the woodcarver guy who just called in prompted me to share my thoughts about YouTube. I used to be kind of optimistic about YouTube as a educational platform, like you may have heard of Khan Academy and other kind of educational resources and such that are on there. But I guess in the last couple years or so, I've kind of moved away from that position because maybe it's just me, but it seems like there's a lot of problems with kind of like learning, edutainment kind of videos on YouTube. Like, for example, even if, like, they might have bad production values, for example, you can't see the object that they're manipulating, or there's no sound, and instead there's, like, a music track, or it can be just something as simple as it's not a tutorial video at all. It's just a video of, you know, like, say you want to know how to build a car, and you search for the video, you'll get a guy showing you the car that he built, you know, and so... Mm. I don't know. I was wondering what you guys think about that because, you know, like I'll give you an example. Yesterday I was searching on YouTube and I was curious how blankets are made. So I typed in how blankets are made.
Blankets. Okay.
Like from the sheep and the shearing the wool and such. And
gotcha.
Oh, okay.
The most I could find. So the first video I found was part one, how wool is made from the sheep. And I watched it, but then there was no part two video. And the other
Well, that doesn't sound as though it's a failure of YouTube. That sounds as though it's a failure of the person that produced a part one without coming out with a part two.
Right. Maybe they just lost interest.
Right. But
if it's a new video, maybe they're just taking time.
I guess my point is that it seems like there's a dearth of such videos, and I was wondering if you agree with that, and if so, what do you think the cause might be?
I just searched for how to make a blanket and found a bunch of results.
Oh, you're talking about like sewing a blanket, right? With the already like pre-made materials.
You're wondering where the material comes from to make blankets.
Like, how do you shear a sheep, turn that into wool, and then make a blanket?
And yeah, that's all.
I don't know if it still exists, but there used to be the Science Channel, and they had a series called How Stuff Works.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's a great website called How Stuff Works.
How Stuff's Made. Well, whatever it is. But they would have these wonderful things to where they would show you, like, you know, this is how magnets are made, mm-hmm. where we dig up these things from the ground, we melt them at this temperature, we add them together, this, that, the other thing, put it in a
magnets? How do
spinner.
Those work? Hey, Nathan, I think that... that what you're asking for is just too obscure. I mean, YouTube is an amazing resource, and there really is a lot of good information and how-tos and detailed info, and, like, there's so much on YouTube. Sometimes I'm bewildered by how much there is on YouTube, how much obscure stuff that they actually do have there. But you may just be asking for something that's a little bit too unusual. It's beyond the pale of the typical question asked of YouTube creators. You know,
and
show me the process of shearing sheep all the way to the end product of the blanket. That may just be a little too niche.
You can search for how to shear sheep, and you can see competitive sheep shearing.
Right. So the way you use the search function has a lot to do with what you get in your results.
Mm. Yep, yeah, there are instructions on how to shear sheep here with over 200,000 views.
Certainly. But, you know, it's interesting. I just typed in wood carving a minute ago, and the very first video that came up, the guy started out by saying, I noticed on YouTube a lot of videos kind of assume you know the basics, so I'm going to explain them that. So it's just my impression that there's – like the videos that are out there are either not popular, like they're not getting a lot of hits, so people don't do them, or else they're not made very well. And it sounds like you're kind of disagreeing with me there a little.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, what you're doing is, or what you're asking for is just too obscure for YouTube, and maybe no one's done it yet because there's just not enough demand, or maybe you need to be the first one. If you, you know, if you really want that video to be made, maybe you're the one who has to make it.
Or try modifying the search terms until you are able to find something that is closer to what you're looking for. Watch that video, and then at the end it'll pop up suggested videos, and then, you know, click, and maybe you find something, and maybe after like seven clicks you're watching news anchors that start swearing in the middle of a newscast, because that's what happens to me sometimes.
The step-by-step guide on how to shear a sheep from the UK College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. Step by step.
I'm curious, what was the last thing that you learned from YouTube, Daryl, or that you found a video on YouTube that you found useful for learning something?
I would say it's an interesting channel that I found where it's people that go out and they test and review all sorts of remote drones that you can fly around, attach cameras to, and do aerial photography.
Well, that does sound interesting. I'll see if I can find that.
A
channel that I would definitely recommend if you're into cooking is America's Test Kitchen. They not only are they showing you how to cook certain foods the best way you can, they tell you why it's best to do it that way. For example, you know, why is it good to, you know, to soften the meat and make the meat more tender? Mm. For example, I never would have thought that taking, say, like skirt steak, soaking it in a bowl of water and baking soda would soften the meat so that when I cooked it, it didn't dry out and it retained its moisture and it was tender when I ate it because of the different, I can't describe the science very well behind it, but the...
Because science.
America.
Well, no, it's just the oxides in the baking soda help tenderize the acids that are in the meat, and helps retain its tenderness. And
only happens because America.
Well, now think about this, though. Cooking is an area, there's so many videos on YouTube, right?
Sure.
Like, a couple of years ago, my girlfriend at the time and I wanted to know, how do we make some General Tso's chicken? We're always eating out. We're always, you know, getting the Chinese cooking, and, you know, how do you make it at home? You just type in General Tso's chicken recipe or whatever, and then there's, you know, 10 different options right there.
A lot of times they'll assume you have the specialized ingredients too and won't tell you how to get them or how to prepare.
Well, that's not necessarily the case. But thank you for the call tonight, Nathan. I appreciate hearing from you. The videos I saw were very comprehensive. But cooking, popular. A lot of people want to cook, not so much shearing sheep.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26 serving, 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90.
Save over $25.
Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We still got more of this. Being a good citizen. How to obey, as taught to you by your government school. Yet another reason to get your kids out of government school. If they are in government school, you don't really know the extent of the propagandizing that's going on. The parent, in this case, Emma's parents, Andrew Washburn, he posts on Facebook that his daughter, 8 years old, by the way, I had speculated based on her handwriting skills that she was in elementary school, and that is now confirmed. She's 8 years old, and she was given this worksheet or this propaganda sheet in her school class called Being a Good Citizen. I want to continue with that here in a moment, but also ask you if you've got Bitcoin and if you need a car, because New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars that they've cared for in their rental fleet. And since New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars, the auction fees and transport costs don't get passed to you. Their cars are in great condition, and they are priced to move. They can ship them anywhere in the world. They're based in Miami. So go to newageautosales.com and check out their inventory. They are looking to become the Bitcoin auto dealer. And it's right there on their front page that they take Bitcoin. But obviously, if you see something you like and you don't have enough Bitcoin, they can help as well. With Bitcoin, your money never needs to be exchanged into dollars. It's newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Head over to their website or give them a call and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership, newageautosales.com. So, with you tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Do you guys have more comment on the YouTube critiques? I mean, we had Nathan on the line a moment ago. Before we continue with the propaganda here, Nathan was complaining. He felt like some of the YouTube help how-to content was lacking in its explanatory ability. What do you guys think?
I think in some really, really small popularity subjects, there would be lack of material because they do, I mean, some videos do start out with you basically knowing, you know, for let's take wood carving, for example. The video probably thinks that you know what kind of wood you should be looking for, okay, depending on the kind of structure you want, the foundation that you want. Maybe it doesn't tell you what kind of tools that you should be looking for or how to find good tools. And then, you know, wood carving is just, it's such a specialized skill. I think for something that's pretty broad, let's say makeup, most people that apply makeup kind of know what materials they're having with, but something that's very specialized like wood carving, maybe bird watching, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there could be a lack of very basics, and it's a great opportunity for someone to really come in and say, hey, let me share my knowledge with you. I'm going to start from A all the way to Z on what you need. And then in my second video, we're going to take what we've already discussed and apply it somewhere.
So I like what you said, that it's an opportunity, that if you're searching for something on YouTube and it's not there, then that's a market opportunity to provide that and maybe create a new channel to help beginners with whatever topic. Obviously, that doesn't help if, you know, you want to learn how to
become.
You know, that just means there's an opportunity there, not necessarily for you.
And I'll reiterate the point that I made earlier, that just because you can't find it on YouTube doesn't mean that it's a failure of YouTube.
Right.
It
right.
just means that, you know, maybe somebody hasn't put it out there. Maybe you didn't search the right way.
Yeah, YouTube.
Like, I went to a library a couple of years ago, couldn't find a book I wanted. That doesn't mean that libraries are bad.
Sure.
That just means that the library I went to didn't have the book I was wanting.
Yeah, YouTube's just a platform. And people fill that platform with their created content for better or for worse. And I think for better for the most part. There's so much information there. You can learn so much on how to do things from YouTube. I mean, for instance, how to tie a tie is one of my favorite things on YouTube. Because I only put a tie on like once a year for some sort of fancy masquerade ball or something like that.
Oh, I used to have a printout that I would keep like near a mirror on the couple of occasions that I would have to wear one of those chokehold things.
I can't stand
I hate wearing them, so I don't do it.
I think the funniest thing I ever saw someone look on YouTube for was how to write a check.
It's there, though, right?
Like, it's there.
It's there.
And, it was a former friend of mine. Had no idea how to write a check. I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, I've only written so many checks myself, but it was
Well, if you go to Walmart, they don't even make you write the check anymore. You sign it, and they put it in their machine.
Sure, yeah, and they verify
it. And it prints all the info on it.
Wow. So, yeah, I think that to be negative toward YouTube is really unfair. I think that it's an amazing platform that has more content than you could ever consume. I mean, there's more content uploaded per minute on YouTube than you could probably watch in a lifetime,
yes,
from what I understand. There's a constant stream of new content coming there. And, you know, some of it's useless crap, but there's a lot of really amazing information out there. So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here with the being a good citizen.
Bar.
It's a list of 9 points. We've been through about 4 of them at this point. So I'm going to pick up on number 5 here. Being a good citizen also means obeying the laws of the community. Oh, yeah, we already did this one. This is the one where they tell you that laws are made to help you.
Right,
to keep
because
you safe.
There's a law that says don't murder Ian, and nobody's murdered you yet, so therefore that law is working.
Number 6, good citizens take part in their community. They give to the poor. They help clean parks. They keep up to date on current events. Then they help whenever they can. It's important also to conserve our natural resources, using energy wisely, treating animals fairly, and picking up trash all help to give back to our country. You know, there's not much objectionable in that one. I mean, there's nothing wrong with helping people. Number 7, someday you'll be given the right to vote. This is an honor. By using this right, you can take part in the government. Even now, you can find out about politics. Your parents and teachers are good sources of information. You can ask them how they feel about the government. And you can also ask them questions about candidates in an election. Gathering information will help you make decisions when you can vote.
I wonder what kind of situations that would come up if Daddy's a Democrat and Mom's a Republican.
Well, either way, they're only probably going to know a little bit of information about the Republican and Democrat candidates.
Sure.
They're not really going to know anything about
the Green
Libertarian Party, the Green Party, the Reform Party, the Independence Party, the independent candidates, or any of the other number of candidates that may or may not be on the ballot where you live. And they're also probably not going to know the minutia of some of the ballot initiatives. And the thing that I really sort of took exception to in here is that when you vote, you are, you know, letting your decision be known and you're affecting the way government works. Well, no, you're, you know, if you do vote on election day, then certainly you're letting your opinion be known at that exact moment to whomever counts the ballot.
Not really, because it's a secret ballot, so no one really knows what your opinion
is. Well, they don't know what your specific opinion is, but they know what an opinion is on that one ballot when they're counting it. And then you're not directly affecting, for the most part, what the government does. You're helping decide, you know, which candidate is going to wind up making decisions on your behalf in the future. And it also, still, the whole thing of, you know, ask your parents and teachers for more information on government. Yeah, they're going to tell you you need government. Government's good.
What do you think this teacher who is issuing this propaganda would have to say if one of the students came back the next day and said, what can you tell me about third parties like the libertarians?
What's a libertarian? Oh, you mean Glenn Beck. Sarah Palin? Sarah Palin. Yeah, I heard
Johnson
that one time that Sarah Palin's a libertarian.
I'm sorry, you both talked over top.
Oh, I was going to say, oh, yeah, that Gary Johnson guy.
I don't think the teacher would probably even know that.
They're probably not.
I don't know how many libertarians even know who Gary Johnson is. Good question. But it would be interesting to hear what the teacher's response to that would be. Number eight, when you begin to work, you will have to pay taxes.
Oh.
Taxes help run our country. Roads, schools, police forces, firefighters, and government workers are all paid from taxes.
Roads are paid for from fuel taxes, schools for the most part, property taxes.
Tax, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not working taxes.
Police are generally paid for from the revenue that they collect, as well as local property taxes. Firefighters in a lot of places are volunteer.
Yep, 855, 450 free. There's one more to come. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you with your calls and thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's actually been a good night for taking your calls here this evening. It's been so good we've managed to not even get away from the first piece of show prep that we brought in tonight, which includes this being a good citizen. It's a worksheet or info propaganda sheet sent home to elementary school students in the Fairfield Public School Districts, provided by edhelper.com. There's 9 points on the sheet. We've gone through 8 of the 9. We'll continue it here in a moment. And then if we get the chance, I think, Danica, you had the story about the Palm Beach Libertarians.
Yes.
Is that right? I would like to talk about that as a follow-up to the story we've been covering here off and on about the 90-year-old man who's been cited for feeding the hungry and the homeless in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. But first, we'll continue here. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. In fact, I have just today to the Free Keen YouTube channel, speaking of YouTube, to the Free Keen YouTube channel, have uploaded the director's cut edition of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
That wasn't online before?
No, it was not, actually. It's actually been something I've had the intention of releasing. I just hadn't gotten around to it yet. So Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is a feature-length documentary film that was shot primarily here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, with Derek J, who is our Monday night co-host on Free Talk Live. He is the subject of the film, although a number of other activists, including myself, make multiple appearances in the movie. You get to see me arrested, and actually in jail. You get to see me in jail in the movie. So it's fun. It's a fun movie. It's a lot of fun to watch it. It's kind of a tearjerker at some points as well.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's sad. And it really, you know, a movie that can make you feel different emotions during its runtime, I think, is a success. I'm really proud of it. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch the original theatrical release, the very first version of the film. The director's cut came out about 6 months later on DVD, and it's only been on DVD up until that point, although we did release the image of the DVD publicly, so those who wanted to download the DVD rather than pay for it could do that. So it's not that it hasn't been available, but it has just not been
on
YouTube.
It hasn't been on YouTube.
Right. So it's actually the first time that you can see it in HD on YouTube, because obviously if you're watching it on DVD, you don't get to watch it in HD because that's standard definition on DVD. But anyway, now you don't have to buy the DVD to see the director's cut. You can just go and watch it. It is on the Freekeen YouTube channel. It's so new, I haven't had a chance to blog about it yet, so that's the only way that you can go and pull it up. But it's obviously not the full director's cut in that, you know, the director's cut DVD has commentary tracks. Mm-hmm. So you can't get commentary tracks on YouTube, at least not that I know of. And so that's not available on the YouTube version, just the director's cut itself. And also I'm just now, actually, as we speak, uploading the question and answer session. So when we did the theatrical premiere of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree back in 2012 at Keene Cinemas here in town, we had a Q&A session afterwards. It was about a half hour long with Derek J, myself, and Bo Davis, who's the editor of the film. So the producers of the movie talked to an audience of about 50. We had about 50 people come out at 9 in the morning to watch the premiere of the movie, which was a lot of fun. And there were some really great questions asked, and so that's going to be online here shortly as well. So watch freekeen.com, and I will post both of those videos here at some point, and you can easily access them. You can, of course, still watch the theatrical edition of the film and the Film Fest edition. That's a 60-minute version rather than a 90-minute version. The director's cut has some different footage in it, slightly different editing, and a completely different soundtrack. The director's cut, we needed to make a royalty-free soundtrack because that's the version we had to put out on DVD for obvious copyright reasons. So now you have three versions of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree from which
four
to choose. Oh, you've got one.
There's
that you
the 10-second version I put out. So if you don't have an hour or 1.5 hours, there's a 10-second version that summarizes it very nicely and succinctly.
So if you search for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree 10-second version, you'll find that. So yeah, there you go. Four versions now of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree for you to choose from, and all of them are free to you. So go and check them out. Watch the original at victimlesscrimespree.com, and of course grab the DVD at order.victimlesscrimespree.com. By the way, that DVD not only is packed with two commentary tracks, one of them is just Derek J sort of alone watching his own movie and commenting on it, which is interesting. And then also there's myself, Derek J, and Bo Davis. We all sat and watched the movie together and did a commentary track. So those are a couple cool things you can only get on the DVD. And also the DVD has almost 8 hours of bonus content, the original activist footage. The movie Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree was essentially cobbled together with, you know, activist footage that we had shot over a year.
Yeah, there's lots of footage there.
There's a lot of source footage, and much of it didn't make it into the movie, so we threw it all on the disc in digital format as bonus content on the DVD, and there's more as well, so go and check it out. Order.victimlesscrimespree.com will take you right to the Amazon link. In fact, it's less than $9 right now on Amazon. And what a great time to order a copy of it, considering it's the holiday shopping season. It's, you know, that's about to officially kick off here after Thanksgiving with Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
It kicked off before Halloween.
After Halloween.
I walked into Home Depot before Halloween, and immediately to the left, they had big, giant, inflatable Christmas trees and snowmen and all these other things that I am just thinking, none of this should even be on display until after Turkey Gobble Day.
Yeah, it's typical that it happens after Halloween. That's when it really kicks in.
This was before Halloween!
Yeah.
And every year it seems like that they're pushing it even further
it
and further.
Seems like
4th of July! And Christmas begins!
I don't think that's true, Danica. Having worked in retail, I don't think it's true that it's
moving
earlier.
I've worked in retail and grocery, and it's not quite that early, but it, you know, definitely right before Halloween, you start seeing a little bit of Santa, a little bit of reindeer coming in. You know, definitely it's slightly before Halloween, but it seems like every year it gets a little bit earlier.
So, perfect Christmas gift for those of you looking for those of you with liberty lovers in your life, or even people who don't get freedom, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree would be a very affordable and fun gift. So go and grab it at order.victimlesscrimespree.com. Number 9 on the list of 9 points on how to be a good citizen.
And point of fact, this is listed as Reading Comprehension by edhelper.com.
That's right. Number 9 is being a member of our country is a wonderful privilege. When you work to be a good citizen, everyone benefits. And so this whole thing was just a long list of why government is so great and how laws, they claim laws help you and that government gives you rights. And there's all kinds of just terrible misinformation in this propaganda. And I bring it up tonight just...
And that being a good citizen means that you do whatever the government tells
you. What you're told to do. Pay your taxes. So it's all in there. It's all wrapped up in this, you know, 9-point sheet. And this is an example of what the youth of America are being fed in the government school system.
And probably in some private schools, too.
Likely, yes. And you as a parent, you know, one of the things about sending your kids to government school is like, oh, well, now the government's taking care of them. I don't have to think about education anymore. And if you're not paying attention to what your kids are learning in government school, you may be really shocked by this. Now, I'm not shocked by this. We've seen info like this before. This isn't the first news story like this, or this isn't the first, you know, propaganda that's been sent home with kids at government school. So it wasn't a shock to me. But there may be people out there listening who are surprised by this, and you shouldn't be. Government school teaches kids about government. They teach kids about how government's good and the government's necessary and the government is right. And if that's what you want your kids to learn, then, well, you're sending them to the right place. But if you want them to learn about freedom and why freedom is a good idea and what liberty is really all about, well, you're not going to get taught that in government school.
No.
So I would recommend you get your kids out as soon as you possibly can. Let's go to your calls. James in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. James in Arizona, going once. James in Arizona, going twice. You know, maybe he's having some technical difficulties. What's the latest in Fort Lauderdale, Danica? Can you do a quick recap?
I was actually thinking I can probably sum this up pretty well, but we all know what's been going on with the poor 90-year-old man that has been constantly getting harassed by police just by feeding the hungry.
That's right.
He's not hurting anyone. He's, you know, hasn't given anyone food poison as far as
he's
concerned.
He's fed people for almost 2.5 decades now.
So. So the Libertarian Party of Palm Beach County, which is interesting to hear about the Libertarian Party because I didn't know about this until I went to Porkfest, but I guess there's a large Libertarian Party in Florida. They have made plans to feed the hungry in the city of Fort Lauderdale without asking permission, and they're scheduled to do this on December 17th.
With the 90-year-old gentleman or on their own volition?
It says here...
Is it a press release from them? Where are you getting this from?
This is from independentpoliticalreport.com.
Okay.
It does not specifically say if they are going to be doing it in allegiance with the gentleman.
Interesting.
But it sounds like that they are inspired by what he was doing and wanting to do the same.
I am also excited that libertarians outside of New Hampshire are going to commit civil disobedience. This is a fairly rare thing that is happening. I wouldn't necessarily qualify the libertarians in Florida as a large group. I don't think they're any larger today than they probably were a decade ago. But nonetheless, I'd love to hear what happens. So hopefully they'll keep us in the loop, and we'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, Dr. Harley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.